You're listening to the audio production of Love on a Deadline by Catherine Springer, published by Zondervan and read by Christina Hardy.
Chapter 1. Have you finished that special feature on the Historical Society's fashion show yet, Mac? Mackenzie Davis smiled up at her editor as she discreetly hit the send button. It should be in your inbox, Mr. Buchanan. Right about now. Great. Grant Buchanan stepped into Mac's cubicle and held up a sheet of paper. Because I've got the perfect story for you. Great, Mac echoed, trying to match the editor's enthusiasm. The last time Grant claimed he had the perfect story for her, she'd been sent to interview the cheerleading squad about their upcoming fall fundraiser, forcing Mac to relive certain moments she'd rather forget, like all 4 years of high school. I guarantee this will have the whole town talking. Grant continued to hold the piece of paper just beyond her reach, the proverbial carrot dangling in front of a hungry reporter's nose. Senator Tipley agreed to an interview? Mac was the one who'd found out the politician planned to spend a week at a friend's cabin a few miles north of Redleaf. She was also the one who'd hinted that someone should set up a meeting with Tipley to discuss his stand on proposed cuts to Wisconsin's tourism budget. And Mac wanted, no, needed, that someone to be her. The interview would be her ticket out of Redleaf. Senator? No, this is better. He slapped the paper down on the desk, creating a breeze that ruffled the collage of multicolored post-it notes stuck to Mac's bulletin board. She glanced down, and the one-word subject line shattered the front-page byline dancing in her head.